Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Not only are we in Christ, but he lives in us. Paul told the Colossians that this is the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to the saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He prayed for the Ephesians that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. These verses and others reveal the closeness of the relationship that we enjoy with our sovereign Lord. Stop and think for a moment just how amazing that is. How many people are really close to the Queen of England or the King of Denmark? You and I can meet with the Lord Jesus day by day as he speaks to us through his word and as we speak to him in prayer. He told us, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Paul knew by experience that justification could not be attained by works of the law. He had tried it. He had gone that route and knew by experience that no one could perform strict, perfect obedience to it. He knew there was no more need for the sacrifices and purifications of the ceremonial law. They had been all fulfilled in Jesus Christ and had come to an end when Christ offered himself a sacrifice for us. He was dead to the law so that he might live unto God. In this verse, he gives us an excellent description of the mysterious life of the child of God. He is crucified, and yet he lives. Later in this book, he goes on to say, But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. He lives, and yet not he. That's a strange statement. I live, and yet not I. Actually, he had never been more alive because now he is totally alive, physically and spiritually. But he knows that he lives by the grace and mercy of God. He has all the comfort and power and the manifold grace of God active in his life. Yet he knows that it is nothing of his own doing. He saw himself in a state of constant dependence on the Lord. Christian, never forget that. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. We live in the flesh, and to all outward appearances, we live just like other people do. Though we live in the flesh, we do not live after the flesh. Those of us who have placed our faith in Christ live by that faith, a deep, abiding trust in him who loved us and gave himself for us. What greater evidence of the love of Christ than the fact that he willingly died for us that we might live? As believers, we are identified with Christ in his death and in his resurrected life. By faith, we rely on him to live his life in and through us. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.